Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'll be talking about this fat cunt. I can't stand aggressive women. Eat a dick. Also, I have an ex-girlfriend. She put a restraining order on me because my dick's so huge. And then a story about a Puerto Rican chick. Ooh, super spicy Latina. Let's get into the pod. Hey guys, do me a favor. If you enjoy listening to my ramblings, share this on your favorite social media. You know, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. I really appreciate that. Thanks. Okay, so for this week, the first story I'm going to talk about is, you know, something that happened a few days ago. So I pulled up to the ex-wife's house and went in to visit the kids. So I go into the house. I'm only in there for, I don't know, 2 minutes or so. And I start hearing like a horn honking outside. And it's just, you know, steady, blasting, you know, like 30 seconds. And so I go outside and see what's going on. And there's a white SUV parked outside. Let me give you a little description of the way the backyard's set up. So there's like an alley, a gravel alley, that goes through a few homes, and all homes have access to this alleyway. And at the very end is the ex-wife's house. Over to the right, or excuse me, the left, there is like the neighbor, and it kind of curves. So their technical driveway becomes the alley. And I kind of parked like up in the grass. So I go out there, and my truck's parked out there, and I look over, and there's a white SUV, and the windows are kind of tinted up, and the driver's side window's rolled down a couple inches. And from the inside, I hear like a gruff, grisly woman. She's like, "Hey, buddy, move your fucking truck!" And, you know, first of all, you know, I'm thinking in my head, like, you know, fuck you. Like, I'm in the grass, I'm not in the alleyway. What's your problem? And I said, "Why?" And she's like, "You're in my fucking yard." You know, so lady, listen, like, how's anybody supposed to know that that's your yard? There's nothing marked off. You know, the appropriate thing to do if you were a decent person would be to like walk over, knock on the door, and then be like, "Excuse me, you know, sir, I don't know if you know this or not, but that's technically my yard, and, you know, please move your truck." But instead, you know, this fucking fat cunt was screaming out the window. She couldn't even be bothered to get out of her vehicle. And screaming at me. And, you know, I had the sudden urge, there's like landscaping rock, to pick up a fucking landscaping brick and just hurl it through her windshield. The only thing stopping me is I'm a decent person. Like, lady, you know that your behaviors are actually causing like safety issues to you and your family. If I was a complete fucking psycho, I would have just picked up a fucking brick and chucked it through your windshield and then, you know, killed you. So, like, part of me wanted to go over there and, you know, talk to her and be like, "Hey, you know, that's not how adults behave." But the other part of me was kind of like, you know, what's the point? Why even, you know, waste my breath? So, you know, I'm looking at her and, you know, she's like, "Move your fucking truck." And, you know, so, you know, being decent, I just like, "I didn't realize that was your yard." "Yeah, it is." I'm like, "Okay." You know, so I get in the truck and I pull it out of the grass and up through the alley and I park on the street. And, you know, like, I could see, you know, the windows are slightly tinted. I could see she's probably, I don't know, pushing 400 pounds. And, you know, her husband or the person in the passenger seat was like skinny rail. So I could about imagine the relationship they have is she's like the overbearing, like, dominant dyke in the relationship. And he's like the enfeebled, like, "Yes, dear, whatever you want, dear." So, as they're pulling around and exiting, You know, then they kind of give me like a wave or whatever. I couldn't tell, but it's like, I don't think they flip me off, but it's like, you know, fuck you, lady. And, you know, the thing about this is like, you know, if she's married to like a twig guy and, you know, no one else is correcting this behavior, you know, she's been getting away with it for, I don't know, 40 years and no one's got the balls to fucking go up and like tell her off or, you know, call her out on her bullshit. And so, yeah, I just like what she's doing is a complete lack of respect for herself and like other people. And, you know, after talking to the kids about it, they're like, yeah, no, everybody hates her and she's a real fucking bitch. I'm like, good. That's great. You got the fucking shithead of a neighbor. Sorry you got to deal with it. But yeah, you, like you said, a normal person would have just come up, knocked on the door, been like, hey, you know, excuse me. I don't know if you know this or not, but this is my yard. Would you please move your truck? And I'd have been more than happy to, you know, like, absolutely. I didn't realize. Absolutely. I'll move it out. And yeah, the fucking nerve of some people. So I guess Spotify has an option for like Q&A. And, you know, I put on there, you know, what topics do you want to hear me rant about? And I had one of the listeners from work ask about exes. So I'm going to tell a story about an ex. So this particular female, we met at work and we dated for, I don't know if I'd call it dating. We were seeing each other, right? Right? I never really technically put a label on it, but we were seeing each other for a while, and 6-7 months, something like that. So, you know, to put it into perspective, you know, I never really like pursued her. She was always the one that was pursuing me. And finally I'm like, okay, you know, we can hang out and kind of hook up or whatever. And so, it was decent, right? I enjoyed the time with her. And, you know, towards the end, you know, she became increasingly irritated with the fact that I wouldn't make her a girlfriend. I know, I'm an asshole. Right? So I was like, I just, you know, I don't want commitment. I don't want anything. We can hang out and go have fun. And that's about as far as I'm going to go. And so, you know, she was basically like, okay, well, we're done then. And I said, okay, that's fine. You know, I did make the attempt, right? I thought, you know, we've been seeing each other, hanging out for whatever it was, 7 months, 8 months. You know, I'm like, you back in like middle school, you give somebody like a promise ring, like, hey, I promise to be exclusive, just me and you, whatever. So, you know, I tried to get her to talk about it and like, okay, you know, I'm working on my issues of commitment. So this is, you know, I'll take it slow. So, you know, she was like, you know, I don't want to see you no more. And I said, okay, well, I'll give you this. I'll give you this promise ring. So I remember, you know, I bought this ring and I drove over to her place and I wanted to talk to her. So I knocked on the front door. You know, the generation that I'm from, going over to someone's house and knocking on the door is acceptable, right? I mean, it's like normal for you to go to a neighbor's house and just knock on the door and talk to them. Right. Well, this newer generation is like, you got to text and call first. And they like, my phone is my life. I need to know everything on digitally first. So I go over to the house. I try to talk to her. She's like, no, don't come in. I don't want to talk to you. I said, okay. Then the next day I was just like, I'm going to drop off this promise ring and just be like, okay, this, you know, I bought this for you. It's yours. It's a gift. I don't want it. And you don't want to talk to me anymore. At least you can fucking sell it, pawn it. I don't care. Right? So, okay. So what that got me was a sheriff showing up the next day at work, putting a restraining order on me. And I was like, oh, sweet. Okay, I guess we're going to court now. Because I tried to fucking put a gift in your mailbox. Apparently, that's enough to get you fucking put in jail. So... we go to court and, you know, I explain my side of things to the judge. She explains her side of things. And, The restraining order basically would, you know, I didn't give a shit because we weren't talking anymore. So I care if we're going to see each other, but it does put a restriction on, like, if you own firearms. I've got a pistol. I don't want to lose my permit to carry. So I showed up to court. You know, the charges were dropped or whatever. They didn't put a restraining order on me. And so we went on about our lives. Okay, so flash forward a few months. And, you know, she starts texting, like, how's it going? You know, like, wanting to see how things are at, what I've been doing. I'm not really interested, right? I'm like, nope, I moved on. I don't need to talk to you anymore. And so, you know, the distance created, I don't know, built anxiety. And so she, without asking, without talking to me, to not only come over to my house, but like so it was like a Saturday night and I was in bed. Luckily, I wasn't like normally on Saturdays, I run around the house jacking off naked. So so luckily it wasn't one of those Saturdays. So I'm in bed, I'm watching TV, and my bedroom door just opens up and it's her. And I'm like, I almost reached for my fucking gun and was like, what are you doing? Like no preemptive warning, no like, hey, how's, you know, just show up and not only just fucking break into my house, come into the bedroom. So I was like screaming. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I go to the kitchen. And so we both go out there. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I just wanted to see how things are. And I'm like, no, get out of my fucking shit. And she's like, I don't know why you're so mad. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You put a restraining order on me. Well, she's like, well, that's in the past. When are you going to let that go? When am I going to let that go? I'm like, you fucking psycho. So, meet up. I'm like, let's, she's like, you know, I don't even want to talk to you when you're like this. I'm like, what the f-? So the next day, I'm like, we'll meet at a restaurant in a public place and we'll talk it out. Right. We talk out whatever issues you have. And so meet up and she's like fucking videotaping me while we're talking. It's creepy, man. So I just said, you know, I don't want anything to do with you. It's, you know, and she's like, well, why don't you give me a second chance? Why don't we get back together? And I said, no, we're done. So, you know, you take care of your, you know, I wish you the best for you and your family, and I'm going to take care of me and my stuff. So, yeah, that's what, I mean, women are fucking nuts. Hey, so I'm going to talk about another Tinder date. I remember this chick, her profile, she was a smoke show. Puerto Rican, she was real tan, you know, she got huge tits, and she's proud of them, because in a lot of her pictures, it was either, like, angles of, like, side boob, or, like, cleavage, we're talking, and, you know, I made fun of her, basically, about, she said something about, dogs, and, then I made a joke about her tits being puppies. I don't remember exactly what I said, but she must have got a kick out of it because she was like, hey, let's meet up on Saturday. So I went downtown Des Moines. We met up at Updown, which is like a Des Moines arcade bar. And so I went into the bar downstairs. We met at the – it has two levels, upstairs, downstairs. We went to the downstairs side of things and met her. And, yeah, she's super, super good looking, 20 years old, 5'2", 120 pounds, just fucking rockets for tits. And so, yeah, she was wearing, like, the real tight jeans with the cuts in the – thigh, and then like a tank top showing her boobs off. Real, she's super proud of them, which she should be. And so we're playing some video games downstairs, having some drinks, and you know, she Puerto Rican, so she talking like this. It's like, you know, some of the things I'm having trouble following, but for the most part, I can understand what she's saying. And, you know, we have a good time. And then she's like, let's go out across the street. I know my Puerto Rican's horrible, but I'm like, sure, why not? And, you know, you go across the street and you go to Blazing Saddles. If you don't know what that is, it's a gay bar. So So we wait in line for like 2 minutes, and there's just people in costumes coming and going. I get inside, and this is what I see. The first thing that I see is like five dudes in a conga line, completely naked except for golden thongs, and they're all covered in body glitter. Like, that's one hell of a human centipede. So I see this parade of thong-covered homosexuals. Go, you know, they're hairless. Shiny body glitter. Go, you know, dancing by. We get a little further into the bar, and there is one dude crawling on his hands and knees. He's wearing like a muzzle, and he's got a leash on. And there's another guy walking him. So both these guys are in leather, barely covered. I guess later on it's like a dominant and a submissive. And the one guy was like fucking walking him. I don't know. if he's like acting like a dog, hopefully he picked up his shit and disposed of that responsibly. So see that walking around. And then we come around the side of the bar and head towards the back. And they're having a drag show. And there is the biggest fucking drag queen. This dude is like 8'5". He's wearing like 11-inch heels. But he's like, he looks like a chick. But he's massive, like world's strongest man sized dude wearing a dress. And it's just like, wow, this bar has got it all. Here I thought I was a creep. But these are some real fucking weirdos. So it's like, yeah, that was super interesting. You know, we went ahead and left there, and we walked around down towards like the downtown has like a bridge art sculpture stuff. So we kind of walked around there and chatted a bit, and then I walked her back to her hotel. And I really was hoping she was going to ask me up, and I was trying to be like, hey, which I gave her a kiss goodnight, and then she was like, all right, I see you, hasta luego, or whatever the fuck, and it's like, ah. So that was quite the fun date. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Google, go ahead and throw me that rating, because you know I'm worth those 5 stars. Also, if you aren't following or subscribed, what the hell are you doing? You know I just need some pee-pee touches. I like it when people run around topless, but I do have some stuff to cover your nipples. I got a t-shirt, mugs. If you put mugs on your nips, that's that'd be awesome. Send me a picture. Check out Chris Bassett, creatorspring.com. Link in the description, because I have trouble spelling. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, hit the support button down below, 99 cents a month. You could buy me some alcohol. Put me in rehab, because I need it. All right, later, masturbators.